I said in the age, the post-modern generation.
那么有一个这个人有一个特性。
Men have this special characteristic.
在后现代的人里头啊，人呢没有绝对的是或非。
That as post-modern men do not have this absolute right and wrong.
到底什么是对的呢？到底什么是错的呢？
So what is right and what is wrong?
你说是见仁见智。
It all depends.
你说的对的呢，也许呢，不见得是我认为是对的。
So what is right to you may not be right to me.
我说的对的，不一定是你说的是对的。
And what I think right may not be thought right by you.
所以在现代人里头啊，是公义这个意思呢，我们呢已经不能够抓住到底什么是公义了。
So in modern day, we really cannot get a handle on the true meaning of righteousness.
如果公义的意思是说是那些对的事情的话，那么什么是对的呢？
If the meaning of righteousness means the things that are right, then what are the right things?
今天的人已经没有绝对的对和错了。
Today's man have no absolute value of right and wrong.
所以呢，那个圣经字典它继续这么解释哈。
Therefore, the Bible dictionary continues to explain this way.
他说 it is used to denote and the attitude of God. 我来翻译好了。公义呢是说到神里头的一个性情。
Now this righteousness speaks of one of the attributes of God.
那他说呢 ，which means essentially the same as His faithfulness and truthfulness. 他跟基本上呢，就是说跟他的信实和他的真实呢是相同的。
Which is the same essentially as His faithfulness and truthfulness.
跟和他的本性呢，和他的应许呢是相符合的。
It's compatible with his nature and his promises.
所以呢，当我们说到公义的时候呢，我们必须来说到神的公义。
Therefore, when we speak of righteousness, we speak of God's righteousness.
不是人世间的公义。
It's not righteousness in this world.
人世间呢，到底有没有公义呢？
Is there any righteousness here in the world?
在有的人说这是义的，有些人这是不义的。
Some people would say these things are righteous, others would say no.
如果我们要认识公义的话，
However, for us to know righteousness,
我们必须回到神的标准里头。
We have to come back to God's standard.
到底什么是在神的眼中看为是正义？
So exactly what is right in the sight of God?
什么是神的绝对的公义？
What is God's absolute righteousness?
也实在唯有在神的里头了，才有那个绝对的公义。
Because only in God there is true absolute righteousness.
如果我们离开了神，
Apart from God,
不但呢，我们呢达不到那个公义。
Not only could we not reach that righteousness,
我们呢根本不知道什么公义是什么。
Nor we would know what the righteousness is at all.
所以要明白啊，神在耶稣基督里面，当我们做成公义的时候，我们先必须要先明白什么是什么公义。
So we, for us to understand the righteousness which God has made in Christ Jesus for us, we have to understand what is righteousness.
在圣经里面呢，到处处充满了经文呢，说到神呢，他是个公义的神。
The Bible is full of passages that allude to God's righteousness.
公义呢，是神那个非常重要的那个性的特性。
Therefore, righteousness is one of God's very important attributes.
在诗篇36篇里头，他说。
In Psalm 36, we read.
他说：“耶和华呀，你的慈爱上及诸天呢。
Lord, your loving kindness extends to the heavens.
你的信实呢达到穹苍了。
Your faithfulness reached the heavens.
你的公义好像高山呢。
And your righteousness is like the great mountains.
你的判断如同深渊。
And your judgments are like a very great deep.
慈爱、
loving kindness, faithfulness,
公义、
righteousness,
和神的那个智慧的判断。
And God's wise judgment.
都是神那个非常重要的属性。
All these are God's very important attributes.
我们要认识神呢，必须要认识神的多方面的属性。
Therefore, for us to know God, we have to come to know God.
他说到神的公义像什么呢？
And what does the Bible allude to God's righteousness?
神的公义好像一个高山一样。
It's like the great mountain.
哎呀，是高到一个地步啊，人达不到。
They're so high to the point that man cannot reach.
没有人能够达到神那个公义的要求。
Nobody can reach God's righteous standard.
唯有在神里头才有那个绝对的公义。
Only in God there is this absolute righteousness.
那神的公义显在什么地方呢？
Where does God's righteousness?
我们如何来了解啊，明白啊，这如同高山般的神的公义呢？
Then how can we understand to grasp this righteousness as high as the promises. So we have to consider this from God's deeds. Where does God's righteousness being revealed? From where could we come to know His righteousness?
首先呢,
First, we could consider this from God's judgment.
诗篇里头他说,
Psalm says that you judge the world in righteousness.
他用正直呢判断万民。
And you administer judgment for all the people in
uprightness.
Therefore, for us to know God's righteousness, first we need to know His judgment. Because in judgment, we can see what His righteousness is. Throughout the generations, God has executed numerous judgments.
他在摩亚时代的时候,
in the days of Noah,
借着洪水的审判了大地
Through the great flood, he condemned the
因为那个当时世代的人呢 是满充满了恶
Because in that generation, people are filled with wickedness
说呢, 这世人在耶和华的面前呢 都败坏了
All the people became corrupt before the Lord
地上的满了强暴
The earth was filled with violence
在耶和华的眼中啊 是那个充满了恶, 心里面充满了恶,
Man is filled with wickedness, the very intent of the thoughts of his heart is evil continually.
神呢, 虽然容忍等待啊,
Although the Lord tolerated forbore them,
如果我们, 解释圣经准确的话,
however, if we could explain this passage accurately,
神呢, 在那个时代, 记得挪亚, 他传义道将近传了100年
We know that God through Noah to preach the righteousness for over 100 years
但是那个时代终不悔改
However that generation did not repent in
神呢就降大水啊 灭了当时的时代
Therefore the Lord sent great flood to devour the whole people
因为呢我们知道了神他是个慈爱的神
On the one hand we know God is the God of loving kindness
他是容忍等待啊 这种后人的悔改
He's always long suffering waiting for people's repentance
但是呢当时人的罪恶满盈的时候
But when man's wickedness has reached its completion
神的公义他不能够再被妥协再挑战的时候
When God's righteousness cannot be compromised and challenged anymore, then God's judgment came.
用洪水灭了当时的时代,
With the great flood, it just destroyed the world.
在亚伯拉罕的时候,
In the days of Abraham,
那时候有两座城,
there were two cities.
是索多玛跟厄摩拉,
that is called Sodom and Gomorrah.
当时索多玛、厄摩拉这个罪恶啊滔天啊,
In those days, their sins simply reached the sky.
他的那个罪恶的气息啊都在天上都闻得到。
Even the smell of the wickedness could be smelled in heaven.
神呢不得不亲自下来查看到底怎么一回事。
So God could not do anything else but came down to the world to check it out.
因着索多玛、厄摩拉里面的罪孽。
Not because of the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah.
里面充满了淫行。
Full of the fornications.
那么神呢不得不从天上降下火来灭掉这两个。
Therefore God could not help but send down fire to devour the cities.
哎呀，你又看见了那个当时的公义要彰显的时候。
So you see when God was about to reveal His righteousness.
他是何等样的严厉啊！
How severe that could become.
他是何等的不能够容忍罪。
How he could not stand sin.
在神公义的光中啊。
In the light of God's righteousness.
所有的这罪恶都要受到神的惩罚。
All the sins will be judged by God.
在审判当中，我们真是要来看呢。 虽然一面来看，好像这些审判呢，实际上非常的严厉的。
So in the light of God's judgment, on the one hand, we do see that this judgment is extremely stern.
那个非常的。 那个残酷的
It's extremely cruel
但是呢它却是我们认识神公义的必要的那个途径
However, on the other hand this is the only pathway through which we come to know His righteousness
让我们常常来读神那些审判的事情
So let us often read all the stories of God's judgment
好像我们真能够摸着神那个不改变绝对的公义
So we could really touch and get a handle on the Lord's unchangeable righteousness
不但神的审判是公义的
Not only is God's righteous
那么神的话语也是公义的
God's judgment is righteous But also His word
那么在诗篇在箴言第八章第八节这么说
In Proverbs 8:8
他说呢我口中的言语都是公义的
It says the word of my mouth is righteous
那么没有任何的弯曲乖僻
Nothing crooked or perverse
在神口中所说的每一句话
Every word from the Lord's mouth
都是公义的
Is righteous
所以我们如果要认识神的公义的话
So for us to understand God's righteousness
我们必须来读神的话
We have to come to study His word
你发觉呢神呢这个神呢他
Then we will see how upright our Lord has carried out his work.
神呢,
and how uncompromising our Lord is.
不像我们今天呢,我们人啊,常常是口是心非啊。
It's not like us. We often say one thing and we think another.
我们常常是说的是一套,做的是一套。
We often say things in such a way and what, in as
我们,
to doing things another way.
我们也常常以偏心待人。
And we often play favoritism.
但是从神的话里头我们来看着,
but from God's word, we see it.
神啊,神是何等样的公义正直的。
How righteous, how upright our Lord is.
那么在诗篇第119篇呢,
In Psalm 119,
他也这么说啊,
the Lord also says so.
耶和华,你是公义的。
Righteous are you, O Lord.
所有你的判语都是正直的。
Upright are your judgments.
那么你所命定的法度啊,
the testimonies that you have commanded
是凭着公义和至诚。
Are very righteous and very faithful.
神的话语呢, 带领我们来认识神的神的公义。
So God's word leads us to know His righteousness.
在神的话语里头发觉神他实在是没有那个转动的影儿。
So in God's word, we really see no variation or turning of the shadows.
在人的里面呢,
in man,
我们多处看见呢, 人常常改变,
many times we see people are changeable.
从我们所说的话里头呢, 我们知道我们这个人是常常改变的人。
Just from our word, we know we always change.
我们今天说这样, 我们明天会说那样。
Today we might say something like this, and another day a different way.
今天是事情这么样看法, 我明天是另外的看法。
Today I might view things this way, and tomorrow another way.
我们今天说这个是对的, 我们明天说那个是对的。
Today I might say this is right, then tomorrow I would say another is right.
但你在神的话语的话, 你找不到这样的话。
However, in God's word, you would never find anything like this.
神的 公义的标准呢, 一直都没有改变的。
The standard of God's righteousness never changes.
虽然神的作为有的时候会改变。
Although God's works might change.
但是呢, 神的话语, 神的那个标准永远不改变。
However, His word, His standard never alters.
那么越读神的话呢, 越来越认识神是公义的神。
The more we come to study His word, the more we know He is a righteous God.
但是神的公义呢, 它还有另外一面。
And then there is another aspect to this God's righteousness.
神的公义啊, 它不但是, 它审判的标准,
that is God's righteousness is not only the very basis of His judgment.
神的公义啊, 它还是人啊, 那个人里面的保障,
but also God's righteousness is man's security.
是神啊, 是人啊, 这个啊, 逃避的避难所。
It's a refuge where people can escape from troubles.
大卫他在诗篇里有这么说啊,
now David says this in one of his psalms.
耶和华啊,求你拯救我。
Lord, save me.
求你叫我呢,永不羞愧。
Do not never put me to shame.
求你凭你的公义啊,拯救我。
Deliver me in your righteousness.
搭救我。
Save me.
侧耳听我。
Give your ear to me,
救拔我,
and rescue me.
神的公义啊, 它不仅仅显在他的审判里头。
God's righteousness is not only revealed in His judgment.
神的公义啊, 还是我们的拯救。
But also His judgment is also our salvation.
你知道啊, 在古代的时候啊,
you know, in old days,
那些官呢, 他同时负的行政跟司法的责任啊。
Those officers would bear the offices of administration and also justice.
所以呢，古代的官呢, 他不但是行政官呢, 他也是那个司法官。
Therefore, those officers in old age are not only administrators but also judges.
如果一个官呢, 是一个, 义的官啊，是一个正直的官。
If an officer was an upright or a righteous officer,
那么你会发觉他是打击罪犯呢，不遗余力的哈。
Therefore, you will see this person striking all the sins without any reservation.
他一定呢是那个赏善罚恶，他对罪人呢是犯罪的人绝不宽容的。
He would reward justices and punish the wickedness. He would never tolerate any evil.
他在审判当中的时候呢，显出了这是一个义的官。
In his judgment, he showed himself to be a righteous judge.
那么这个官是不是义呢？除了从他审判里头来看以外啊。
Now, as we consider whether this officer was a righteous judge,
你还要从另外一方面来看呢。
not only would it see this from the judgment,
是不是百姓愿意到那里去告官?
But also we could see if people would bring their cases to this officer.
人有了冤屈的时候，敢不敢到官的面前去求告？
When men encounter injustices, would they dare to bring the case to the officer?
如果官是个好官的话,
if this officer was a good one,
人就发觉了许多百姓愿意上告。
You would see so many people would bring their cases to him.
他发觉他们的父母官是他们的保护。
They feel that this officer is just like their parents.
是他们的伸冤者。
That their avenger.
如果呢，受任何的冤屈的话，知道这个官面前去。
They knew any wrong they suffered. As long as they brought the case to this officer, the officer would avenge their wrongs.
如果呢，那他的底下的治理的百姓呢，没有一个人敢去告官的话。
However, if all the subjects under him would not dare to bring cases to him,
很有可能啊，这个官呢，这个他的百姓呢，不相信他这个官是个义官。
Most likely, his people would not believe that this officer was a righteous man.
他是一个正直的官的话,
However, if he was a just officer,
他成为他的百姓的投靠,
he would become the very refuge of all his people.
百姓受冤屈的时候, 就到他那里去,
so when people suffer wrong, they would just surround to him.
这个官呢,必须是一个公义的官。
However, this officer had to be a righteous one.
神的公义也是一样的。
So likewise, this is so with God's righteousness.
一面呢, 神的公义啊, 他必须要审判罪恶。
On the one hand, because of God's righteousness, he has to punish the evil.
当他觉得公义发出的时候啊, 这个他的审判是何等样的严厉。
Once he sends out his righteousness, you can see how stern his punishment would be.
但就是因此他是公义的缘故。
However, because he is righteous,
我们呢都能够来到神的面前。
We can all come before God.
投靠他的公义。
To take refuge in his
righteousness. 他的公义成为我们的拯救。
So his refuge, his righteousness has become our deliverance.
所以我们呢看见了那个神的公义实在是他里头最主要的一个属性。
Therefore, we see God's righteousness is one of the main attributes of God.
那么, 诗篇都在这么说啊,
and also Psalm says,
他说公义和公平呢,
righteousness and justice are the foundation of God's throne.
如今呢, 神呢, 坐在宝座之上了, 治理万民。
Today God sits on his throne and rule over all.
那么他治理万民呢, 必须有个根基的。
And there is this foundation upon which he can rule them all. That is, he has to be righteous.
如果神有一点点不公义的话,
if there is any unrighteousness in him,
如果神里面有一点点徇私的话,
if there is any partiality in him,
仇敌立刻就起来啊, 就来指责神,
the enemy could rise up right away to accuse him.
神呢,
therefore, God has lost the foundation of his rule immediately.
所以呢, 公义呢是神呢治理的根基啊。
Therefore, righteousness is the very foundation of God's administration.
当我们呢来看这个宇宙的时候,
when we come to view the whole universe,
当我们看见这宇宙还是这样井井有序的、有条不紊的在那运行的时候,
when we see it orbits in such a neat way, without any chaos,
你就发现了神的公义没有改变。
You will know that God's righteousness never changes.
神宝座的根基也没有动摇。
And the foundation of God's throne has never been shaken.
诗篇里面呢，就再这么说。
And Psalm says this once again.
他说呢，诸天呢都要表明神的公义。
The heavens will declare God's righteousness.
每一次我们来看到神这个井井有序的这个世界的时候。
Every time as we view this neat ordered universe,
我们就知道了神坐在宝座上,
we know that God sits on his throne,
神在掌权,
and God reigns.
因此呢, 神的公义啊, 从来没有改变,
therefore God's righteousness never alters.
神呢,
God really needs to reveal his righteousness.
彰显他的公义,
not only does it reveal his righteousness in the whole creation,
因为公义呢,
and because righteousness is the foundation of his
throne,
not only so to reveal his righteousness in the universe,
神呢,
but God also wants to reveal his righteousness in the man he created.
神在历世历代的寻找义人,
God has been looking for righteous men throughout generations and ages.
寻找那些能够代表神的、来彰显神的公义的人。
Looking for those who could represent God to manifest His righteousness.
在约伯记里面呢
，In Job，
他记载这么一个人。
A person is recorded.
他说这个，他所记载这个约伯啊。
This Job，
他是一个完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事的人。
The book of Job records Job as blameless and upright, one who feared God and shunned the evil.
不但呢，当时世代的人这么认为。
Not only people regarded Job this way in those days.
那么神呢，也是这样子来称赞约伯的。
Even God praised Job in such a way.
有一天呢，那个神的众子啊，来到神的面前。
One day when the sons of God came before him.
那么连撒旦也来到其中了。
Even Satan came.
那么撒旦就问神就问撒旦呢，说呢，你从哪里来呀
？So God asked Satan, "From where do you come?"
撒旦就说呢，我在地上走来走去了，往返而来呀。
So Satan answered and said, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth in it."
神就问撒旦说
，So God asked Satan,
他说你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有
？Have you considered my servant Job?"
那地上呢，再没有人像他呢，是完全正直呢，敬畏神，远离恶事的。
That there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, and who fears God and shuns evil.
那神在撒旦的面前呢，来称许他的仆人约伯。
So God praised his servant Job before Satan.
是，他是一个完全正直的人。
He was blameless and upright.
他是一个敬畏神、远离恶事的人。
A man who feared God and shunned evil.
他在神的眼中看都是一个义人。
So in the sight of God, Job was righteous.
这一点呢，这个撒旦呢，这个非常不能够接受啊。
And on this point, Satan could not accept it.
怎么可能在地上还有义人？
How could it possibly be a righteous person?
那个他说了，为什么约伯他会这个敬畏神呢？
So Satan answered, "Why is Job fear God?"
那还不是因为你在四围把他圈上篱笆吗
？Isn't it because you have made a hedge around him?
你也保护他的家产，保护他一切所有的嘛
？And you protected all his household, everything he owned.
在地上你赐福他的这一切啊。
Therefore, you bless him on earth.
这个他的家产地上增多。
So his possessions increased.
我告诉你啊
，Let me tell you.
如果你伸手毁了他一切所有的话
，If you stretch out your hand and touch all that he has，
他必当面弃掉你。
He will curse you from before your face。
这是何等大义的一个控告
！And what a great accusation this is！
他不但呢，他这个是羞辱了那个约伯。
Not only did Satan reproach Job，
阴扫的哈
，insult Job。
所以约伯呢，所以敬虔呢，只不过是因为神给他好了许多好处而已。
I'm saying that Job was upright and righteous simply because you have given him so many good things.
同时呢，这个撒旦呢，他也羞辱神呢。
At the same time, he also insulted God.
所以你之所以有这么一个敬虔的仆人呢
，The reason you have such a righteous servant
还不是因为给他了许多好处吧
？Isn't because you have given him so many?
如果你把他这些好处都拿走的话
，Should you take away all the good things?
你看看他还跟不跟随你
？See if he would follow you.
你看看他还敬不敬畏你
？See if he would fear you.
为了这样子的控告
，For this accusation,
神对撒旦说
，God said to Satan,
他说呢，凡他所有的都在你手中啊
，All that he has is in your hand.
只是你不可伸手伤害他。
But do not lay a hand on his person.
撒旦就去了。
Therefore, Satan went out.
他一天之内把那个约伯所有的都夺去了。
In one day, he snatched away everything Job ever owned.
他的七千羊，
his
他的三千骆驼，
3,000 camels，
他的五百对牛，
500
母驴，
500
一天之内就没有。
Donkeys. In one day, they disappeared.
不但是这个样子。
Not only so，
在他的七个儿子，三个女儿。一起聚在他的长兄家里头吃饭的时候
，When the seven sons and three daughters of Job's gathered together at the eldest son's house，
从旷野有狂风来啊，把房子给吹倒了。
A great wind arose from the wilderness and blew down all the house。
这个房子压在这个七个他的十个孩子身上了。
So the house fell on the seven ten children。
他的十个孩子一天就死了。
They died in one day, 10 of them.
我在想啊，当这件事情发生的时候
，As I think of this, when this thing happened,
天地都安静片刻。
I suppose heaven and earth would be calm for a minute.
都要看看呢，约伯这时候他怎么样的反应
？Trying to see what's the response of Job.
有什么人能够在这么大的灾难之下，他能够站立得住呢
？Who could ever stand in such a great hardship?
我们看见了约伯 他就起来。
And then we see Job arose.
他撕裂了外袍。
Tore his robe.
他剃了头啊，伏在地。
Shaved his head and fell down to the ground.
他说：“赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。”
The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed.
耶和华是可称颂的。
Be the name of the Lord.
那这件事情上面呢，约伯不犯罪啊。
In this matter, Job did not sin.
他也不妄论神。
Nor did he charge God.
这是一个何等大的一个得胜啊！
What a tremendous overcome!
在这么大的灾难之下，
in such a great adversity,
约伯呢还是为神的名能够站立得住。
Job, for the name of God, was able to stand.
证明了神是信实的。
And proving that God was faithful.
神在他工中说，神在他自己身上的工作呢也是信实的。
Proving that the work that God had in Job was faithful.
事情过了之后呢，就算了吗？
Now is that all after this happened?
那又有一天呢，这个神的众子又来到神的面前。
Again, one day, all the sons of God came before him.
撒旦也来了。
Satan came also.
神知道就问他了。
Then God asked.
他说：“你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有啊？”
Again, have you considered my servant Job?
地上再没有人呢，像他完全正直、敬畏神的，远离恶事。
That there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and shuns evil.
他说：“你虽然激动我，攻击他。”
Although you incited me to
attack him
and to destroy him without a cause,
但是呢，他仍然持守他的纯正。
However, he held on to his integrity.
在撒旦的时候，他还是不甘心啊。
Now at this time, Satan still wasn't willing to let go.
这地上怎么可能有这样的人？
How could it possibly be there?
这地上他看不见任何义人。
Be such a one like this, being righteous.
如果这地上有义人的话，
if there should be one righteous,
第一个要对被定罪的是谁呢？
Who is the first one to be condemned?
就是撒旦自己，对不对？
That's Satan himself.
那撒旦呢，就是那一位背逆神的，那个顶撞神的人。
Satan is the very one who opposed God, rebelled against him.
在神的这创造的人类当中，那他人能够找到神，如果能找到任何的义人的话，
should God find any righteous man among the people he created?
撒旦第一个就被定罪。
Satan would be the first one to be condemned.
那耶神就跟他说，不，他就说这个如果呢？你呢伸手攻击他的身体的话，
Satan said, if you stretch your hand against his body,
哎呀，这个伸手伤了他的骨头啊，他的肉啊，他必当面弃掉你。
If you stretch out your hand and touch his bone and his flesh, he will surely curse you to your face.
耶和神说呢，好，约伯在你的手中，你去做吧，但就要留他的性命。
And then the Lord said to Satan, behold, he is in your hand, but say, spare his life.
所以撒旦呢就攻击约伯啊。
So Satan attacked Job.
让他从脚底到头顶啊，都长了毒疮。
From the sole of his foot to the crown of his head, he was full of terrible boils.
我们就看见原来是一个尊贵的约伯。
So here we see, once was so honorable Job.
如今呢，就坐在炉灰里头。
Now he was sitting in ashes.
拿瓦片呢、啊，刮他身上的那个伤，刮他的身体。
He took a pasture to scrape his body.
以致他三个朋友来的时候呢，都认不出来他。
To the point that three of his friends came to see him, they couldn't recognize him.
这个时候，约伯还能站立得住吗
？Was able, was Job able to stand tall at this time?
当他妻子嘲笑他的时候
，When his wife laughed at him.
约伯说呢，你说话呢像个愚顽的妇人。
And Job said, you just speak as one of the foolish women.
难道我们从手里头从神手中得福啊，不也是受祸吗？
Indeed, shall we accept good from God and not adversity?
啊，这地上呢有一个人能够为神的信实做见证。
So here on earth there was this one who testified to God's faithfulness.
这是何等大的宝贝啊！
Oh, how precious he was!
要注意啊，在这个故事里头啊。
Now let's note in this story.
是神呢、啊，他主动的问撒旦。
It is God who took initiative and asked Satan.
主动的问他，你曾用心查看我的仆人？
God took the initiative and asked Satan, "Have you ever considered my servant?"
神呢，何等的需要，在他所创造的人中啊，有人起来。能够见证神的信
实。So how much God was looking for the one among man to stand up to testify to his righteousness?
能够见证神的公义。
To testify of his righteousness and faithfulness.
感谢神啊。
We thank God.
约伯没有使他失望。
Job did not disappoint.
今天我们在地上碰到许多的难处的时候。
Now today, as we encounter so many difficulties on earth,
有很多的时候是我们自己找的。
So many times we ask for them.
但是呢，不要忘记了。
But don't you forget.
有的时候呢，灾难来到的时候。
At other times when the hardships come.
是神要他的百姓能够见证他的信实。
It's simply because God wants His people to testify of His faithfulness.
神在历史历代的确实也找到一些义人。
And throughout ages, God did find some righteous ones.
譬如说，像在洪水时代的挪亚。
Like in the days of the flood, Noah.
他是个义人呢，在当时的时代是个完全人。
He was perfect in his generation, blameless, right?
在被掳的那个时代里头啊。
In the days of captivity.
他也找到了一个但以理。
He also found Daniel.
所以在那个以西结书十四章十四节啊。
Therefore, in Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 14.
他耶和华是这么为他们做见证。
And here is how the Lord testified of them.
说其中啊，如果有挪亚、有但以理、有约伯的话。
If in your midst there are Job, Noah, and Daniel,
他们呢，能够为因着他们自己的义人救自己的性命。
They could only save themselves by their own righteousness.
神在历史历代确实好像也找到一些义人呢，能够见证神他自己的信实。
So throughout the generations and ages, God did find few who could testify of His faithfulness.
好像在希伯来书第十一章的时候，也找到许多信心的见证人。
Just as in Hebrews 11, we read so many witnesses of faith.
但是，说到人真实的光景的时候
，But as we come to see man's true conditions,
圣经是怎么样解释给人的光景做下注脚呢
？How does God make a note of man's true conditions？
在罗马书第三章啊，他保罗啊。他引用大卫在诗篇里面的经节。
In Romans 3, Paul recited the verses Paul wrote in Psalms.
他说呢，没有义人，连一个也没有。
There is none righteous, not one.
没有明白的。
There is none who understands.
没有寻求神的。
There is none who seeks after God.
哎呀，这个没有行善的，连一个也没有。
There is none who does good, not even one.
哎，我们在想说，这个话是不是说的太绝了呢？
And as we think of this, isn't this too severe, too absolute when he made such a statement?
或许我们可以接受啊，说没有很多义人。
What we could accept is there are not too many righteous ones.
那个大部分的人呢，这个里面呢，都存了恶。
Most people have this weakness in their hearts.
总有一些义人吧。
However, there must be few.
圣经上说这么样的绝对。
How could the Bible make such an absolute statement?
他说没有义人。
There is none, not one.
一个也没有。
Not even one.
那个大卫啊，他在诗篇他这么说啊。
And David says so.
他说呢，求你不要审问仆人啊。
May you not judge your servant.
因为啊，在你的面前呢、啊。
Because before you.
凡活着的人呢、啊。
Whoever is living.
没有一个是义的。
None of them is righteous.
如果我们呢，真是来看我们里面的光景的话。
If we truly examine our
我们呢，都得承认一件事情、啊。
We all have to admit one thing.
在我们里面实在是没有义。
That within us there is no righteousness.
那个以赛亚书啊，他就告诉我们呢。
Isaiah tells us this.
他说我们呢，那个都像那个污秽的人，我们
We have all become one who is unclean.
我们都是那个不洁净的人哈。
We have all become one who is unclean.
我们呢所行的义啊，都是那个污秽的衣服。
All our righteousnesses are filthy rags.
如果我们有一点点什么义行的话
，Should we have just a little of righteous act？
如果我们能够做一些什么好事的话
，Should we could do any good？
在天然里面所做的
，Which is done in our natural man？
在神的眼中看呢，不过是一个污秽的衣服而已。
This in the sight of God is just a piece of filthy rag。
是一个破烂的麻布。
It's just a filthy rag。
不能够遮的是我们遮体的。
Which cannot cover us.
我们纵使啊，在人里头啊，做一些好事。
Even though we could do something among good things among
men. 至多呢。
At most.
不过像那个亚当所做的那个裙子一样。
They're just like the tunic, the coverings that Adam made.
在亚当犯罪之后啊。
After Adam sinned.
他用无花果的果树的叶子做了一个裙子。
He made a covering of his lawn. With this fig tree
这个裙子呢，
So this covering will never cover Adam.
稍微风吹动啊, 就露出他自己的羞耻来。
As the wind blows, just a little bit, his shamefulness will be revealed.
所以以赛亚说，他说我们的罪孽啊。 这好像风啊,
Therefore, Isaiah says that our iniquity, like the wind, has taken us away.
旧的人真实的光景来说,
so, as to our true conditions,
没有一个人能够彰显神的公义,
none of us can manifest God's righteousness.
因为呢,
because none of us is worthy of His righteousness.
那么神的公义如何彰显呢?
So how does God reveal His righteousness?
神的宝座的根基要如何能够站立得住呢?
How can the foundation of God's throne stand?
神呢，差他的儿子耶稣基督来到世上。
God has to send His beloved Son Jesus Christ to this world.
神呢，设立耶稣基督做挽回祭。
Therefore, God has set for Jesus Christ as a propitiation.
要凭着耶稣的血。
So by His blood.
借着人的信,
through man's faith,
显明神的义,
to demonstrate his righteousness.
当人堕落绝望的时候,
when man was desperate out of hope,
在神在人里头啊, 找不到任何的公义的时候,
after we fell, we could not find any righteousness among man.
神差他的儿子来,
then God sent his son,
亲自成就了神的公义,
he himself accomplishes God's righteousness.
借着耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的,
through that which Jesus Christ has accomplished on the cross,
借着他所流的宝血,
through his precious shed blood,
他符合了神公义的要求,
he fulfilled all the righteous demands from God.
人呢,借着信,
so man through faith,
接受了耶稣基督的义,成为我们的义。
After believing, receiving Jesus Christ's righteousness, man has the righteousness from God.
让我们呢,在神面前呢,
so we could be justified before God.
神呢,因此呢,
and this is how God manifests His righteousness.
那我们在说啊,那么我们刚刚不是说在旧约里头有许多的义人吗?
Now again, didn't we just say that there were some righteous people in
Old Testament?
And didn't we just say that throughout ages God did find few righteous men to manifest His righteousness?
在圣经里面的启示告诉我们,
from the revelation, from the scriptures,
所有在就算在旧约里面的这些圣徒,
even all the saints in Old Testament,
他们在神面前能够被称为义,
although they were justified before God,
也是耶稣基督他救赎的缘故,
they had this because of the Jesus Christ's redemption.
那我们在说呢, 旧约的时候耶稣不是还没有来吗?
And then we say this again in Old Testament, didn't Jesus not come yet?
这些旧约的圣徒如何靠着耶稣的血, 他们得称为义呢?
And how could these Old Testament sins be justified by Jesus' blood?
那么在彼得前书这么告诉我们呢?
And in 1 Peter we read,
他说论到这个救恩呢,
as of the salvation,
那么曾经告诉你那些众先知啊,
the prophets who have prophesied this,
那么, 早已的详细的寻求考察,
they have searched and inquired carefully.
他就是考察呢, 在他们心里基督的灵啊,
searching the Spirit of Christ which are in them.
基督受苦难,
and he testified that Jesus Christ suffered first and the glories come after.
是指的什么时候啊, 并怎样的时候?
And they were searching what and what a matter of time this was.
基督呢, 虽然还没有来到世上,
although Jesus did not come to the world yet,
但是基督的灵呢,
however, the Spirit of Christ had already been working in this prophet,
已经在他们里面启示了,
had been revealing in this prophet the things that later would be accomplished.
他们呢,
so not only would they rise up and preach these, but the Lord Jesus' salvation had become theirs. And because of the revelation in their heart,
他们呢,是在时间里面往前面看,
so in the time trend, they were looking forward.
他们呢,遥遥看见了将来要来的基督,
they saw from a distance the Christ who was to come.
基督呢,要为他们受, 为我们受苦难,
that Christ would suffer for us and later he would be glorified.
他们因此相信,
and therefore they believed and they received.
耶稣基督呢,
so Lord Jesus Christ became their salvation.
你说在约伯记里面呢,
now in the book of Job,
and 我们呢,那个,当我们来读约伯跟他的三个朋友在许多谈话的时候,
as we read about the dialogues of exchange between Job and his friends,
我们发觉了,这一面呢,他三个朋友一直在 这个想要这个说服的约伯说啊，说服约伯，你一定是犯了罪了。On
the one hand, we see the three friends continue to try to persuade Job, saying that you must have sinned.
你如果不是犯了罪的话呢，怎么会遭这么大的灾呢？If
not for your sins, how could you encounter such grave adversity?
那约伯的另一方面呢，他就那个什么极力的那个反驳啊。
On the other hand, Job refuted them with all his might.
我有意。
I have righteousness and I have the justice reason.
他要到神面前呢，就跟神告状。
He wanted to go before God to contend with him.
巴不得神啊，这个为我伸冤呢。
Oh, that God would administer justice for him.
看起来好像约伯呢，他是那样的自义啊。
It looks as if Job was so self-righteous.
他呢，似乎到个地步呢，好像是他自己的就能在神面前呢。
To such an extent, he believed that he was justified before God. But in Job chapter 19, we see,
约伯他这么说,
and this is what Job said.
他说呢,
I know my Redeemer lives.
末了呢,必站在地上,
he will stand at last on the earth.
他说在我这个皮肉灭绝之后啊,
after my skin is destroyed, from my flesh I shall see God.
哎,约伯呢,
therefore, there was this hope within Job.
他知道呢,
he knew his Redeemer. He knew he was the one who needed his Savior. He could not save himself. Only Redeemer could save him.
这个救赎主有一天呢, 他今天还是活着,
and this Redeemer lived even today.
有一天呢,这个他要站在地上,
one day he would stand on earth.
哎,那个基督的灵啊,就在约伯里面,
so you see the Spirit of Christ also moved in Job.
在让约伯这么一个人成为在人面前看义的一个人呢,
so Job, who was deemed as righteous,
哎,里面呢,有这样子看见了,
had this kind of insight within him.
他知道呢,
he knew his Redeemer lived.
唯有来到他的救赎主的面前,
only when coming before his Redeemer could he be delivered.
他的义呢,
so Job's righteousness was completely built upon his Redeemer.
他那个如今仍然活的主,
and that built upon the very one who lived,
他是拯救他的神,
the one who saved him.
有一天呢,他要来到地上,
one day the Redeemer will come to the world.
虽然他现在看不见,
even though he did not see it,
他的皮肉要灭绝,
his flesh would be destroyed.
就算他的皮肉灭绝之后啊, 他在肉体以外得见神,
but even after this, from flesh he should see his God.
你就发觉呢,这个基督呢,他所做的工作啊, 不但是在新约里面呢,
so you could see that not only was Christ's redemptive work our salvation in New Testament,
在旧约里头啊,也是一样的,
but also it was so in Old Testament.
耶稣基督呢,
so Lord Jesus Christ is our redemption.
神公义的彰显,
the manifestation of his righteousness. As this is done through the redemption of God's beloved Son who accomplished the redemptive work on the cross.
神的公义啊,
God's righteousness is not only manifested through his beloved Son,
神的公义啊,
but also it will be manifested through his redeemed people.
罗马书我们刚刚所读过的,
now Romans, the passage we just read,
他说呢,神呢,用忍耐的心啊,宽容人先时所犯的罪,
that in his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed,
好在呢,今时呢,显明他的义,
to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness,
使人知道什么呢?
So that people would know what?
使人知道他是义的,
people would know that God is just.
同时呢,他也称那些 信耶稣的人为义,
at the same time, he is the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
借着耶稣基督所成就的救赎,
through the redemptive work that Jesus accomplished, not only Would people see that God is just?
他要让人看见了,
But God wants them to see that those who believe in Jesus are justified.
神的义啊,
so God's righteousness will be made manifest among the redeemed ones.
当我们一旦信主之后啊,
Once we believe in the Lord,
我们在不但是在神的面前呢, 也在人的面前呢, 要被称为义人。
Not only would we be justified before God,
神的义呢, 要显在我们的身上,
but also God's righteousness will be revealed in us.
所以神呢, 使耶稣基督啊, 耶稣呢, 成为我们的义。
Therefore, God has made Jesus our righteousness.
他要把耶稣基督呢, 住在我们身上,
He wants to work Jesus Christ in us.
把他的性情住在我们里面,
to form His attributes in us.
他要把他的义呢, 住在我们里头,
to work His righteousness in us.
借着他所救赎的人呢, 彰显他自己的公义。
So God will make manifest His own righteousness through His redeemed people.
然后在我们在信主之后啊,
After we believe in the Lord,
我们呢, 身上呢, 都有一个袍子。
In us, we all wear a robe.
那么就是耶稣基督呢, 是我们的义袍。
That is, the Lord Jesus Christ is our robe of righteousness.
当我们受洗归入主耶稣的时候,
when we are baptized
我们呢,
into the Lord Jesus,
都是披戴基督了。
We all put on Christ Jesus.
哎呀, 当人看到我们的时候,
so when people see us,
看见的应该不是我们自己的,
they should see not ourselves.
人家看见的是我们的主。
Instead, our Lord.
因为我们呢, 身上披戴了主。
Because we have put on our Lord.
当有一天在审判台前的时候,
One day at the judgment seat before the Lord,
神要看的也不是看的我们,
God will not see us.
如果看见我们的话, 我们都要灭亡,
because the moment He sees us, we will die.
神看着的是他的儿子,
Instead, He sees His Son, Jesus Christ.
一旦我们信了主,
Once we believe in the Lord,
我们呢就披戴了主,
Then we put on Christ.
主耶稣基督呢, 就显在我们的身上,
so the Lord Jesus is made manifest to
在我们,
us.
在地上, 我们要彰显神自己的公义,
so in this world, we will just manifest His own
要彰显他神,
righteousness.
要彰显神的荣美,
His very beauty.
我们呢, 我们的行为呢, 我们要好像那个光啊, 照在人前,
Our deeds should be the light that shines before man.
要人看见我们的好行为啊,
so when people see our good works,
要把这个荣耀归给神,
they will glorify God.
人在我们身上看见了主,
so people see God in us.
因为我们披戴了主,
because we have put on the Lord.
披戴主呢, 不但是让我们来见证主,
now, to put on the Lord, not only would we justify,
让人看见,
justify Him,
让见, 让人看见主的荣美,
but also we let people see His beauty.
让人看见主的荣耀,
see His glory.
看见神之主他自己的公义,
we let people see His righteousness.
披戴主耶稣基督啊,
to put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
还让我们在这个末世的时候啊, 抵挡仇敌还站立得住,
also makes us to stand tall and withstand the enemy in the very end time.
黑夜已深了, 白昼将近,
because the night is far spent.
我们呢就当脱去暧昧的行为,
let's cast off all the work of darkness,
穿上光明的兵器,
put on the armor of the light.
哎呀要常常要披戴主耶稣基督,
so we often need to put on Lord Jesus Christ.
不要再为肉体安排去放纵所有,
do not make provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust.
在这个黑暗的时代里头,
at this dark age,
仇敌的工作是
Now the work of the enemy is rampant and fearful.
我们呢, 天天都活在仇敌的攻击底下,
every day we are living under the attack from enemy.
不但是直接来自仇敌的攻击,
not only the attack from the enemy himself,
来自世界的诱惑,
from the temptation of the world,
更多的时候呢, 我们的肉体在里面也, 也要来攻击我们,
but many times even our flesh wants to attack us.
我们的肉体啊, 是我们最大的一个敌人,
therefore our flesh is our greatest enemy.
如何能够在这样的光景底下站立得住呢?
Now in this kind of condition, how can we stand?
我们要常常披戴主耶稣,
we often need to put on our Lord Jesus.
我们呢一旦披戴主,
once we put on our Lord,
让我们的主呢, 做我们的主,
and allow Him to be our Lord,
不但是在我们人的面前呢, 显明他的公义啊,
then not only would be show His righteousness before man,
在我们的生活当中呢, 也能够为义站立得住,
but else in our living, we're able to stand tall for God's righteousness.
这是我们每一个信主的人呢, 都有的一个袍子。
Now this is the road that everyone who believes in the Lord has.
一旦信了主之后,
the moment you believe in the Lord,
神使耶稣基督做我们的公义,
God has made Jesus Christ our righteousness, making Him our robe of righteousness.
我们是披戴主耶稣基督啊,
so we put on the Lord Jesus Christ,
活在这个时代里头,
and live in this generation.
基督徒信主之后啊,
After Christians believe in the Lord,
还需要另外一个袍子,
they need another robe.
在启示录里头啊,
in the book of Revelation,
第19章那里啊,
chapter 19,
他说你们要欢喜快乐啊,
rejoice and be glad.
还要把荣耀归给他,
give glory to him.
因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了,
for the time of the marriage of the Lamb has come,
新妇也自己预备好了,
and the bride has made herself ready.
就蒙恩啊,得穿, 光明洁白的细法衣,
to her was granted to be arrayed in the fine linen. This is another a robe of linen that saints have to
wear.
This fine
linen
is the righteous acts of the saints.
当我们的主将他的义加给我们的时候,
when our Lord imputes his righteousness to us,
他的信心在我们里面工作的时候,
when his righteousness works in us,
他要我们在外面
when he works his attributes in us outwardly, we need to testify of him.
做他的工啊,
to work the Lord's work,
走他的路,
walk in the Lord's path.
他说呢,
and the Bible says these are the righteous acts
是神在我们,
of the saints.
是主在我们里面做的,
those are done by the Lord in us.
每一个圣徒呢, 都必须呢, 在, 这个袍子是在天天要来织这个袍子。
Every saint has to weave this robe every day.
不但是不是我们织啊, 其实圣灵在织,
actually, it's not we who are weaving this robe, but the Holy
圣灵要在我们里面呢,
Spirit
织一个新的袍子,
the Holy Spirit will weave this new robe in us.
这是那个圣徒所行的义,
and this is the righteous act.
这么光明洁白的细法衣,
this bright and clean white linen.
你知道呢, 在审判的大日的时候,
you know, on the great day of judgment,
在审判的台前,
before the judgment seat of God,
我们呢, 要穿上基督的衣袍,
we need to put down the robe of righteousness. 哎,
当神的审判的时候,
as God administers the judgment,
应当看见我们身上的基督啊,
when he sees Christ in us,
神呢不能够审判我们,
so God cannot judge us,
他只能称我们为义啊,
he could only justify us,
只能呢把永生呢赐给我们,
he can only give us his eternal life.
但是呢, 在 审判之后啊, 还有一个羔羊的宴席,
but after the judgment, there is another supper of the Lamb.
是羔羊婚娶的时候,
this is the marriage of the Lamb.
这时候圣徒身上穿的是什么呢?
At this time, what is that all the saints put on?
是穿的那个光明洁白的细麻衣,
they put down the fine linen.
是圣徒所行的义,
it's all the righteous acts of the saints.
是神呢,多年呢,在我们身上的工作,
this is the work God has been performing all years in us.
是圣灵呢,每一日在我们身上所编织的,
this is something the Holy Spirit has been weaving in us.
他在我们身上编啊编啊编啊,
he has been weaving again and again,
编到有一天呢,身上有一个光明洁白的细麻衣,
until the day this bright and fine linen,
我们不但有耶稣做我们的义袍,
robe is being put into us, not only Christ as our robe of righteousness. As we come to the marriage supper of the Lamb, when the kingdom is about to come,
we also
have to put down this fine linen of all the righteous acts that the saints have been weaving.
因为神呢, 感谢神呢,
we thank God.
一面呢, 借着耶稣基督的救赎啊,
on the one hand, through the Lord Jesus Christ's redemption, he justifies.
借着耶稣基督啊,
through the Lord Jesus Christ, he demonstrates his righteousness.
一面呢, 他要把神的基督的义呢,
on the other hand, he wants to form Christ's righteousness in us.
更准确地说,
to put it more accurately, he wants to form Christ in us. Because Christ is being formed in us,
我们呢,
then we need to manifest God's righteousness. So among all God's redeemed people,
显出呢,
God wants to show his own righteousness. So not only would people know that he's just,
也称那些所有信基督耶稣的人为义,
but he's a justifier of all those who have faith in Jesus Christ.
不但只是在地位上称义的,
not only you're justified position-wise,
在我们的生命里面,
but in life,
在我们外面的生活中当中,
in our outward manifestation of living,
啊, 是显出神是义的,
we will show that God is just,
神的义要显在我们的身上,
and his righteousness will be revealed in us.
很多时候啊, 我们呢, 想, 神所加给我们的这个义啊, 耶稣基督做我们的义啊,
many times we think of this righteousness being given to us from Jesus Christ,
那个就是今生的吧,
We think this must be just for this life.
就是要应付那个大日的审判嘛。
Just to prepare us to stand before the judgment of great day.
但是在我们在罗马书第四章里面刚刚读过的。
But in Romans chapter 4, the verse we just read.
他说呢，神呢应许亚伯拉罕呢和他的后裔啊，就是我们呢。
It says that God has promised Abraham and his descendants, and that's us.
他要必得承受世界。
They will become the heir of the world.
他的不是因律法。
Not through the law.
乃是因信而得的义。
But through the righteousness of faith.
这个义啊，不但是使我们呢，在神的面审判的时候呢，能够站立得住啊。Not
only does righteousness enables us to stand before the judgment.
神借着耶稣基督所赐给我们的义。But
also God through the righteousness given to us by Christ.
使我们承受世界，将来神所要赐给我们那个世界的那个凭据。Give
us this an evidence that we will become heir of the world.
因着这个义啊，and
because of this justice,
我们能够承受世界，we're
able to inherit the world.
承受神将来所要赐给我们的一切的产业。Inherit
all the position that God wants to give to us.
在加拉太书这么说啊。And
in Galatians we read.
他说呢，我们呢凭着圣灵啊，靠着圣灵。By
through Holy Spirit.
凭着信心。By
faith.
那盼望，不要所。
We wait for the hope of righteousness.
哎，我们说呢，我们不是已经有耶稣基督做我们的义了吗？
Then would I ask, don't we have Jesus Christ as our righteousness already?
神已经称我们为义人了。
Hasn't God justified us?
我们为什么还在等候那个盼望的义呢？
Why are we still waiting for the hope of righteousness?
到底是什么意思呢？
And what does this mean?
难道我们还没有经历这个义，还没有得着吗？
Is it because we haven't attained to this righteousness?
不是的哈。
No.
而是说，因为他在将来的世界里头。
Because in the world to come.
是唯有义在其中作王的。
In which only righteousness reigns.
充满其中的。
The righteousness filled with it all.
2
Peter we read.
他说我们今天等候什么呢？
What is that we're waiting for today? We're waiting for new heavens and new earth. In which righteousness dwells.
在这个新的国度里头,
in this new kingdom.
那个新天新地里头,
in this new heavens and the new earth.
是义在其中作王的,
in which the righteousness reigns.
是在义要的充满其中的,
therefore the righteousness has to fill it all.
那个神的公义要在那里完全的彰显,
so that God's righteousness will be made manifest completely.
今天神的公义好像 常常被掩盖了。Today
God's righteousness seems to be all covered.
神的公义很多时候呢，不能够被彰显。Many
times it cannot be made manifest.
不但是因为仇敌的缘故。Not
only because of the work of the enemy.
是因为人罪的缘故。But
because of our sin.
人软弱的缘故。Because
we're weak.
神的公义好像在这地上，那个很多时候看不见。So
many times God's righteousness cannot be seen on earth.
今天的世代呢，跟罗亚世代实在是没有什么两样。In
today's world is not much different from that in Noah's days.
人心中所思想的尽都是恶。
The every intent of the thoughts of men's heart are evil continually. Men ever since young conceived
his
evil thoughts. Where is God's righteousness?
好像是神的公义也被掩藏了，人看不见了。It's
just as though God's righteousness has now been shadowed.
但是在有一天呢,
but one day,
国度来临的时候,
when the kingdom comes,
新天新地来临的时候,
when the new heavens and earth come,
义要完全的充满其中了,
the righteousness simply will fill it all completely.
神的义呢，在那里完全的被彰显,
God's righteousness will be completely made manifest.
是那个主在义的宝座上面作王,
and the Lord reigns on the throne of righteousness.
这么样的一个世界,
now in a world like
我们如何去承受,
how can we inherit it?
我们那个有罪的人如何承受这个世界?
We sinners, how can we inherit a world like this?
是靠着这个义。
It is by righteousness. Because the righteousness
God
has given
us,
and because the righteousness Jesus has given us,
逃脱大日的审判,
not only could we escape from the great day of judgment,
我们呢有资格来承受将来的世界,
but we are qualified to inherit the age to come.
我们呢不但要在这个义所充满的世界里头生活,
not only would we live in this world full of righteousness,
我们也要与基督呢在宝座上一同坐,
but we will also reign together with the Lord on the throne.
在那个绝对公义的那个世界里头,
in that absolutely righteous world,
唯有呢神在借着基督耶稣呢所赐给我们的义啊,
we could only dwell in that there through the righteousness God has given to us through Jesus Christ. And then we're able to inherit the world to come.
啊, 那巴不得呢,伸开我们的眼睛啊,
oh, that God would open our eyes.
嗯, 不以啊, 神在耶稣基督里面所成就的事情为小。
Never think it slightly of the things God has accomplished in Christ.
多少时候啊, 我们呢, 讲因信称义啊, 讲多了。
So many times, since we've been talking about justification by faith all the time,
神好像呢, 神把这个, 义赐给我们, 因为我们信了主了, 神就把义赐给我们, 是一件, 是一件好像这个, take for granted, 啊, 那个, 那个, 该得的事情是。
It seems that after we believe in the Lord, God has given his righteousness to us, a justification by faith is something to be taken for granted.
我们呢,
we don't think much about it.
我们呢, 也不怎么宝贵,
nor do we cherish it.
但愿呢,
oh, that God would open our eyes.
愿呢,
so on the one hand, we would see how difficult it is for God to give this righteousness to us.
是神他的儿子呢，付上了生命的代价，使我们得来的。
Because it is done through the life of the Son of God.
他流的宝血呢，所成就的工作。
Through the accomplished work by the shed precious blood of the Son. And through such a great price, God has redeemed us from the world. And Christ has paid the very price of our sin. So that we could be justified before Him. Oh, that God would even open our eyes more. That we will know that this righteousness will be formed in us.
不但基督成为我们的义,
not only is Christ our righteousness, but also Christ will be weaving this robe of righteousness in us. So on the day when he comes,
在他面前能够站立得住,
before him we will stand tall. May the Lord be gracious to us all. Shall we have a word of prayer, please? Father, we thank you and praise you.
再一次觉得耶稣基督所为我们所成就的事,
that once again through the accomplished work of the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们再来颂赞你,
we come to sing your praise,
要把圣洁的荣耀归给你,
and we come to offer to you all the glory due to you.
因为我们像我们这样污秽败坏不堪的人,
because people are like us, so corrupt, so worthy, so unworthy, that we could be justified in Christ Jesus, that we could be clothed with Christ Jesus, and we could be manifested, and to reveal your own glory. Father, we thank you and praise you. We just give you all the glory. We pray in the Lord's name. Amen.